A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Chanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Tomorrow marks 39 years of Zimbabwe's independence from colonial master Britain.
Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of the southern African subcontinent in the 1980s, but today more than half of the population lives in abject poverty, while millions have fled the country to seek greener pastures in neighboring countries and abroad.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will this weekend hold celebrations in their countries of residence. Here in the United States, a family gathering is planned at a park in the state of Maryland.
However, not many people in the diaspora and back home feel that independence brought anything better for their lives, despite the ultimate sacrifice made by thousands of freedom fighters and simple villagers.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yemogambe Zuluga Dabasia Divana Njalo, Wutelo, Live Talk Diaspora Forum, Lamplanjege, Sikota, Wotaba, Lelanga, Ligazbuse, Lona Elinanzwa, Gusasa, Gusasage, Ilizwe, Liabelisa, Nelisa, Iminyaga, Engamachumi, Amatatu, Lastoba Munwe Munye, La Tolage, Uzbuse, Ye, 1980. Yes, siyazi ubana uhambo lwakhona alukacaci kahle ukuthi singathi lube luluhambo olunjani, kodwa hayi okumqoka ukuthi bekunzima, kube umthwalo obunzima kakhulu. Uqalisa ke uzibuse kobo 1980, hayi into zasihamba kakuhle. Kukhanya le mali, isindo semali sasingani sithe xaxa, njalo le ntengo yempahla yayiphansi lokunye okunjalo nxa siqathanisa lalamhlanje. Kodwa ke ukuthi kwenzakalani, hayi kunengi okwenzakalayo, sizaxoxa ngakho. Lisiphelathi lani imbono yenu lapho elingalikhona, Mr. Wande.
Nasi tukuta kutarisa nenyaya ye independence ye Zimbabwe. Mangwana China, Zimbabwe inosisa makore makumi matatu ne mafumbamwe, 39 years of independence. Asi vazhinji vari kuti havasi kuona mutsauko kana kuti chakauya neindependence, nokuti vari kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma, zviri kuramba zvichinetsa, mabasa hakuna nezvimwe zvose zvinodiwa zviri kushaikwa. Saka nhasi toda kumboti titarise zuva reindependence kuti iyo independence inoreva chinyi, zvinhu zvakarwirwa chazvo chazvo. Nyaya iri pakati pehondo yakaitika yorusununguko yakamira sei, vanhu vari kufungei kana vakatarisa sure kwatakabva nekumira kwakaita zvinhu iko zvino. Vamwe vanoti mabiko kana kuti kupemberera zuva iri hakuna nomusoro wese, nokuti zvinhu mamirura zvakaita haasi okupemberera. Saka tingeda kunzwawo pane pfungwa dzenyu. zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvichaungana kunzvimbo dzavanogara ikoko vamwe vanenge vachipemberera vamwe sevomunomu vati vanenge vachiungana zvavo asi kwete kupemberera asi iri nyaya yokuti vangosangana vachitaura havo vanotenda kuti Zimbabwe yakasununguka asi hapana chokupemberera saka tinge tichida kunzwa zvamunofunga nezviri kuitika nemamiriro akaita zvino munyika makore ano ese. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, we have our first guest, Silo Mnumzana Tifa Wajapi Bango. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba Gandhi.
Yeah, Mnumzana usebhilitane kona ngapho e-UK lapho okulomsobho wamahara. Ungasitshela ukuthi injani impilo khona ngapho sikhangela ukubana ye singabantu abaselizweni elizibusayo eZimbabwe kodwa nxa usukhona ngapho ungathi impilo injani uyiqathanisa lekhaya.
Umsobho wamahala baba Gandhi watsho umfoka majayivana wathi hayi kulomsobho wamahala kodwa ke umsobho wamahala awukhwabitheki kuhle baba Gandhi nxa usazi ukuthi uhlezi unyawo ngesikhalanga sithi msana nogala kumbo kusho ukuthi nxa ungumfana wenkomo luthi inkomo fauthi uhlale unyawo ngokuthi lapha kungavelana noma yini wena lapho uvela khona kusekhaya so ukuthi unambite kahle fauthi unambite kahle sazi ukuthi ekhaya yonke into imi kahle lapho kuzathi umsobho unambitheke kuhle kodwa ke hayi isimo sona sisikhangele konke okwenzakalayo ekhaya inhliziyo zethu zisentshoko napho layo yonke imimoya yethu ikhangele okwenzakalayo khona phana ekhaya.
Ye Mnumzana, siyazi ukuthi into kazihambi kahle ekhaya kodwa ke ilanga likazibuse lona elabuya ngemva kokufa kwabantu abaningi kakhulu ungathini ngalo ilanga lona le?
Ilanga likazibuse baba Gandhi lilanga elibuya lihlangene ezintweni ezimbili nxa uthi alicabanga kwesisikhathi nxa ungacabangisisa kahle kahle kakhulu uyaphinda uthontisa inyembezi ngoba ucabanga ukuthi umonakalo owaba khona uzivuza ukuthi yiwo na umonakalo owaba khona lokutshonelwa kwabantu esakubonayo kulahlekelwa izihlobo zethu ezalahlekela empini obaba wethu labanewethu kulokho esakubonayo kusuka ngomnyaka ka-1980 kuze kwefika esikhathini esikiso lakathesi kuyadumaza kakhulu ukuthi indlela ilizwe lakithi elaya latshona khona emlindini kwangasaba esisweni sabantu esasisikhangele ukuthi ngabe kwacazulula kusuya phezulu kodwa thina satshona emlindini kwaya phansi kwakanye ukuthi ilizwe kwangathi impi kahle kahle le eyaba khona noma ukukhululeka kwelizwe leZimbabwe kwakukuyakhululekela umuntu oyedwa ongumdabe kuphela ngaleso sikhathi abanye abantu akula munye umuntu esingathi wathesi democracy noma wakhwabitha inkululeko ngokujabula kwenhliziyo kukhona ukujabula kwenhliziyo ukuthi abantu sesingahamba siyegcwala emastadium sisenzela nje ukuthi siyebona mhlambe labo abasikhokelayo kodwa ke kuphinde njalo bekuwukuthi kukhona ukuyajabula estadium phakamisa iflag with pride ukuzitshela ukuthi this is where I belong and lokhu yikho kwalelwa ngabafowethu noma lokhu yikho lathi esakulwelayo ngoba sakulokukutsho phambili ukuthi impilo yabe khona kwalimala akulimalanga abasempili kuphela ngitsho la labo ababesekhaya babebancane okuyigenge yethu lathi thina sinje salimala ngenxa yokuthi lathi sasibuza ukuthi obhuti beni banga abanye bethu bathaba baze bafa bethela khona lokhu ukuze ukuthi obhuti beni banga so into nayo yala iyadumaza kakhulu baba Gandhi ngoba indlela ilizwe lathi izingela ikilo kathesi ayisiyo ndlela esikhwabitayo.
Hayi kulungile ungaliyala ubambe ucingo Mr. Wande, I understand we have a caller.
Makadini parinare
ndiripokana makadini vamanhandara ari kutaura makadini nesemese kwamuri ikoko
aiwa tisinani chaizvo munoda kutibatsira namashoko api nhasi munogara muri pano nguva
ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamandipauri chokutanga ndanga ndichida kuti nditini takawaniswa mukana pasvondo rakapera iro nesaturday tanga tine kuembassy tichivapa mbatya nezvekudya zvevanhu vakaurwa nedambudziko vari kumusha uko kuna nachimanimani
Sunrise or the sunset.
are considering the situations and the violence that is taking place. So, in Jalonji, after to have a colonized La South Africa, Nova, also in the Wayanzega, this is what we are thinking.
Nyaya yechikafu nenyaya yetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakonzera kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo iko zvinezvi mutsauko wamunoona muchienzanisa nemazuva Zimbabwe isati yasununguka ndoupi?
Mutsauko uripo ndiwo kuti nguva yehondo vakaexperiensa nguva yehondo zvino zvanga zvakaoma tinozviziva kuti handingatsanangudzi zvese but kana ndichitaura zvinhu zvakaitika muhondo pane vakaiona zveshuwa zvairwadza uyewo zvakanga zvichiitika mumataundi matakanga tichinda muvarungu wakanga usingabvumirwi kana kugara wasvika zvako padhuze naedica zinaseruba kuti ungurusika kana kuedza hembe chaizvai pakanga usingabvumirwi however zvinhu zvakanga zvichiwanikwa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi iri mumaoko mevavo avo vanga vakatidzvinyirira. So nyangwe dene hedu takagara mukati menyika tichiti takasunungura nyika nhasi uno even kana South Africa iri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yeland and America is already tasked their Secretary of State to study South Africa's land reform kuti vachaifambisa zvakaita sei before they think of putting the sanctions. So the moment the sanctions angokandiwa chete hakuna masanctions anonzi maresistant sanctions emunhu nokuda kwekuti atonga nedemo kana dai akatonga hake nedemo but mari ichiwanikwa vachinokwanisa kukweretesewa mari makambani achitinhira achifamba vanhu vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa vanhu vabhere mukati menyika yavo fine at the end of the day vanhu vanenge vachirarama Libya yakanzi yanga iri kutongwa nedemo nhasi uno is burning. It was because of our never interest mukati munyika dzedu dzinoufumi but nokuda kwekuti magedi valves anobudisa mvura inoita kuti nyika dzedu dzinge dzichirarama right now World Bank ndiravo IMF ndeza nyange vakafunga kuda kutipa mari vanongotsiridzira neamerica havakwanisi kutipa mari so ndinovimba kuti zvakatosiyana by far kana munhu akatiraza pazuva ranhasi akararama munguva yeapatedi nemunhu akararama panguva ino yatiri apatedi yaito vari nani nokuda kwokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti tairarama yedu tichiwana zvataiwana but the truth of the matter apatedi has never been a good thing during the time of the our colonial masters varungu vachakatibata zvakatonaka zvachese nokuti takawana rusununguko tikakwanisa kuzviitira zvatinoita but
Kwa makananga uyezve mchando wangu wachi pindura masho kwa mataora. Tinotenda chayosu wa mananda, tinotenda skuru. Vadube muripo paru nare?
Ndiripo mambo wangu.
Nemwi mchatonga wa magadi higo.
Na piri nani zuwa tongi.
Wedwe. Ko, zuwa rauri sunungu kukara magwana hili.
Risunungu kwa Zimbabwe guneta ubanira nago iwa abo vashoma vakazisi gani risunungu kubati siwa zizi vacho awasati wakuvona risunungu
usee mchidaro
risunungu kwa ziliko reviku isai been empowered to vote for people risunungu kwa means the access to a means of livelihood. He has access to good governance. He has the government in power that claims to be a freedom movement is treating you with dignity. But as it is in Zimbabwe, one would be stupid to talk about independence and freedom when we have a government which up to this date is actually deploying soldiers to kill people. And this is not what, and this is not actually rumor. This is actually the truth. And we have a government which has got a legitimate crisis. And this is not something which is at a rumor level. This is factual. And we have a government that is actually professionalized the art of corruption. Mm-hmm. And this is not something which is other debate. This is a fact. We have a government which has run down the country to the extent that we don't even know the current. Why is he at the far as GPM? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. So, what is the current?
So, Mr. Dube, in your opinion, what is Zimbabwe's status? Should people not rejoice on Independence Day?
Look, you must be very careful on what you are rejoicing for. In actual fact, I think they should be dead. They should be, the people should be mourning. People should actually be looking at their liberators, as you say.
Yes.
The level at which you have deceived us is actually very astronomical. There's nothing to celebrate. What do you mean? You can't celebrate when you can't afford a decent meal. You can't celebrate when you don't have a cent in your account. You can't celebrate when you can't afford the basic things like salt, cooking oil, bread. So, I know the people who treat differently, but honestly, I think the people who benefited from independence are the few connected people in Zanu here. They are the few connected people who are benefiting from the feeding trophy, which is being dished out by Zanu PF to the trusted left-handers. But the majority, almost like the 80%, is nothing to celebrate. What did you celebrate? You have a country which has got 5 million people who are actually living outside the borders of the country. You have most of the economically active people who have been pushed out. So what did you celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. I don't mean to sound unpatriotic and say we are not independent. We are only independent from whites, but the oppressors simply changed the skin color.
Mr. Dube, stay on the line. We will come back to you in a short while. I think we've got
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Mr. Dube.
Who is that person you were interviewing just before you come to me?
Mananda.
Yeah, Mr. Mananda. His name is Mr. Mananda.
Okay, which organization does he come from?
He's just a listener who calls in to give opinion.
Yes.
But stay on the line, Mr. Dube. We are going to get back to you in a little while.
Yebo, Mr. Wandengi. Lo mlaleli lapha. Siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Abona baba.
Yebo, sikhuluma lobani?
Umalo babuNdebele kobulawayo.
UbabuNdebele. Kunjani kobulawayo linanga lamhlanje?
Nokwanamhla kalinanga nkosi yami, kodwa ngengahlangana nalo ngivele ebhinga izolo ntambama somewhere usanda kudlulila ubani ungakafiki ensuza. Ya limile sibili yayo kabanzi. kodwa ukuthi nje babehamba ngemota angisabona ukuthi linanjani lokuthi bekusebusuku njalo.
Aha. Hayi kuyezwakala. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yebo kambe ngingalinika umbono ngokuncane nje engikucabangayo. Ngombuzo wenu elubuza nje ngezikhathi zendaphana. Ye, ilanga leli elikhuluma ngalo liqakathekile kwabanye kaliqakathekanga kwabanye. Ye, ngesizathu sokuthi ukuwa kwendoda ikuvuka kweyinye. Nxa abantu bekhala besesililweni, abamamotshari bayathaba ukuthi imali singene le ngesidumbu siyabe sikubo. So impilo injalo vele. Ya, lapha ngizama ukuthi independence le ukhulunywa ngayo ifondile sile, kodwa kayiqondanga njalo kwabanye, ngoba abantu balezikhala eziningi abakhala ngazo ezingananzwayo. Ngalokho ke mbonani kuyahamba kukhathaza khonophana, ngoba abantu bahlala bekhala njalo nje. Kanti njalo kwezinye izikhathi kunzima ukujabulisa wonke umuntu, mhlobo wami.
Hayi kakhulu.
Yes, kusempilweni khonokho kumele sikukhangele ngayo naleyo ndlela. Kungenani ke ukusolwa vele kukhona zonke izikhathi. Ke lanxa kulobuhle, kodwa ke ukusola vele kwande ukuba kunenge. Kodwa bese sikhangela ukuthi lokho okusolwa ngabantu kuyikho yini noma cha. Mina ngokubona kwami, bona ngalabantu into abayisolayo isobala. Ngo-1980 kuthathwa ilizwe, kwahle kwaba lohlupho siqalisa. Imibuzo nje ingaba yikuthi, njengoba phela thina sasibuswa yi-Britain ngaleso sikhathi, sisebenzisa i-pound, i-currency eyayibamba i-Africa kokungela elilingana leZimbabwe. Kati yaphuma njani i-pound leliyana? Sokungena lokho kukhona. Abantu be-celebrate independence namhla, ba angizwisisi ukuthi ba-celebrate ngoba abasebenzi abantu. Abantu bathwele nzima, amafektale abo avalwa. Imali yabo kayikho emabhenki, liyayithumela khona ngapho madoda imali ukuthi sishi zokudla ngapha. Kodwa nxa usithi uyayilanda lapho oyithumele khona, ufika ube selayini nangathiwa uzoyicela yona iyimali yakho. Ubhenke imali yakho ebhenki kathesi esithi ingxenye ngo-9 ekuseni. Ngo-9 sithi uyalanda imali yakho oyibhenkile, uzothiwa kayikho. Into ekade ingenzakala izolo naleyo. Khangela nje sinamhlanje impuku mina ngithenge $32 ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhlanje ngifice $55. Uhulumende uthule uthe zwi ngani kaboni. Abantu ba njengesinkwa, isinkwa angizihluphi ngaso ngoba you can live without bread, akulahlupho lokuyana. Bangazi bakwekele ukuthi asilandaba lakho, siyazidlela imbambayila, akuhluphi. But into njengesithwala, iziphala siyakwazi zigcwele umumbu, kodwa ukuthi udulelana sikwazi. Abantu bafa ngendlala nje ngeminyaka opheleleyo kukhesi lomumbu esingawudla iminyaka emithathu. Kodwa siyamangala abantu sokuthiwa khona kusela kuhle, sizibuza ukuthi kathi umumbu lani uye ngaphi. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke mna wami ngibona ngazathi mfowethu, hhayi kule nkinga. Uhlupho yikuthi-ke sokungconywana kulezi nsuku ukuthi suvunyelwa la ukukhuluma okusolayo, kathi izolo ukuthi ngakhuluma utshaye umlomo uthuba ngomsindo. Kodwa namhla kungcono ngokuthi hhayi sesikwanisa ukukhuluma lathi, ye ungalandi ebusuku, ye uhlutshwe kanjalo nje. Kodwa-ke independence yona esikhuluma ngayo leyi yesiphezu kwayo, ukuthi abantu bathi bayajabulela kuyini abakujabulelayo. Nxa bejabula nge-independence badingani kwamanye amazwe bengekho ekhaya? Ngizothi abazabuthana ngaphi ngaphi, sikwe khona ngapho ngakini, ngababe bazobuthana ngaphi e-National Stadium e-Harare. Futhi bayajabula.
Lakho kukhona, bayabuthana lakho futhi kusasa.
Yebo phela. Ngibone ngamavikini asanda kudlula sesichaye egoli ngale kuthiwa sibuyele ekhaya si kanjalo nje abantwana bezimbabwe sebethatha indawo yonke angikwazi ukuthi kati kuhamba njani ngiyazibuza ukuthi i-afrika yithe sidubeka kakhulu yini ukudlula amanye amazwe ngoba akula lizwe elingelamntu ezimbabwe khonapha angikhotiwele lizwe elingelamntu ezimbabwe emhlabeni echina uyasithola sikhona russia uyasithola sikhona ngapho sisibaningi yonke indawo kati sithina sinja indawo amachina wona emaningi kangayelizwena kodwa kulezi indawo lapho abangekho khona ye manje njengoba sicelebrata sicelebratana singekho ekhaya kahle kahle kuyini esikufunayo lapho endilo mbuzo khona ngoba kangizwisisi mina ukuthi abantu badingana emazweni bona besifika izwe leli liqondile liright abanye besifika lilunganga angizwisisi-ke khonapho ukuthi mina ngingumuntu ozimele yedwa angilandaba nje ngikhulume ngikubonayo njalo angitsho ukuthi emkhuluma kubi okumcaphulayo hhayi akukuye lo kodwa-ke mina ngiqonde lokhu engikubonayo
hayi
so ngaleyo ndlela bengicabanga ukuthi mina abantu bonke ngababuya ekhala sizokhala sindawo engxenye singakhala sibaningi uhulumente uzakuzwa abe sithatha amanyathelo
okay hayi sibongile kakhulu sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho okay let's go to Mr. Difa Bango he's been holding for some time Mr. Bango
yes sir
yeah Mr. Bango when we talk of independence we talk of nationalism we talk of national pride and one emblem that makes us proud of whatever country that we come from is the national anthem I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes, I do agree with you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Bango, what can you say about Zimbabwe's national anthem and independence in one sentence?
That's a very difficult one. I know that it could be just one single sentence, but all I can say is that's a very difficult question. That's the only way that I can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very difficult one. Because, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you need to have that pride and be proud of what represents you. But mm-hmm. once you lose that pride, once you lose, you know, you lose self-esteem. Now, you know, for instance, you find some of our brothers in South Africa. It's difficult for them to ask world Democrats and say, are you from Zimbabwe? You say, no, I'm not from Zimbabwe. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. Because, I'm from somewhere else. Mm. You know, because once you start saying you're a Zimbabwean, it's like they see a thief. They see someone who is so poor. They see someone who is so derogated. You know, someone who lives a naive person. That's the kind of that's what represents us as Zimbabweans currently.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, do you know the words to the national anthem?
I never probably the current national anthem yet is the only national anthem that I'm quite familiar with. It's because it's Kelela. Because the current national anthem, was not there.
I get you. No, I understand.
So I don't even know the words.
I understand. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Let's go to our other guest, Mr. Wande.
Yes, Mr. Dube, are you there? Mr. Dube, are you still there?
I'm there.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm Muripo.
Muripo. Na longa kuti lapamwe ma mati ma matisia.
Kuti vanzwa nyaya anthem vakatiza.
Chitarise mamiriro akaita Zimbabwe. Imimi sokuona kwenyu chamunodada nacho pamusoro peZimbabwe chii?
KuZimbabwe kunonetsa pakuti mirizhonga yose ruzhinji dzavanhu ava vari kuiva mwiri mvura sadza radyiwa navamwe. Zimbabwe inyama yemuenzi oina varidzi. Vamwe vose ava hapana chavo. Chaunga ngoda dana asembeze kutiko, you go to the place where you were born, where you come from, only apart from that apachina. Nokuti everybody has been reduced into a beggar. Everybody has been reduced into a poor person. Everybody has been subjected to systematic starvation. I think that this is called the ethnic policy. In the Muslimu are very smart and intelligent. Somebody is Corona and Gatara, I don't have food. I don't have fuel. I don't have. Those are basic things which in this pre-modern period everybody should have access to. But as it is, you have to be in the NOPS to get basic things like food, fuel, decent accommodation, or to access your money in the bank. So I was talking about Baba. Maria Kotaja, Binka, we want. So I'm going to be in the British.
Hi.
Saka tisanyepera na tichiti kwako we are proud nezveku Zimbabwe. Tichida kuva patriotism sipo. Nyaya ripo ndekuti Zimbabwe tomorrow should be actually mourning. Kudinda pama prayers okutokumbira Mwari kuti vayambuze nyika. Nokuti as it stands, things are terrible. People can't eat. People can't travel. People are not happy. People take a good freedom. People are not free to vote. Who doesn't know about the violence which we experience? Even though after Papa didn't have violence, as Yaka waited immediately after the election, it was never vote. So there's basically nothing to celebrate. And you see the guys who would actually be celebrating, you'd see them actually in the front table actually making speeches, celebrating what they've got. But the majority of Zimbabwe, there's nothing to celebrate. You can't tell me that Munwese, Unengango, Kuru, Chanango, Tengango, Kunga, Lijon, Tumai, Ishi, Njano, Zeren, Zeti, Denda, Kutobu, Kire, Denda, Kunamizia, Ere, Denda, Kutobu, Ere, Denda, Kutobu, Jos, Mungo, Fungwa, Nawana, Apana, Mungo, Ndu, Dokara, Mungo, Ndu, Dokara, Sama, Ripana, Apaka, Apana, Chemwa, Nukuti, Wabati, Wajoka, Wari, Kuraira, Nama, Bazi.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, Rambaya Muripo, stay on the line, we are going to come back to you. Paneva, Mivariparu, Nare, and Dakutawara, Nesu. Magan, Magadi nama muripa era parunari. Hello. Muripa era parunari. Okay. Ah, ndofunga tawara sa.
Yeah.
You hear all these different views, but this is what we have been getting all the time, that there is very little to celebrate. It's a pity that you know the situation is like this, because it should be a very happy occasion. It's a day of being proud when we look back at our history. But it seems like the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, it seems like that is a bit too much for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, let's go to our guest, Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango? Hello, Mr. Bango? I don't know if we still have...
I can hear you. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Bango, as advice, what would you give to people in Zimbabwe, especially politicians? Noting that tomorrow there is a gathering at the National Sports Stadium where the president is going to give his speech, but we are not likely to see the opposition there. Do you think this is a time for, defining our political differences, or is a time to unite, and how can people unite using this day of the Independence Day, especially tomorrow's gathering?
Morning. I think for now the situation between the two political parties, mainly I'll say NDC and ZANU-PF, you know, these political parties currently they've got so many. Problem is they personalize, you know, their political parties. They don't act as if these political parties they represent the nation.
Mr. Pango, ngicela ubambe nje kancane siyaphenduka kuwe sithole ucingo silomlaleli osifonele eseZambia. Siyaphenduka njalo kathesa.
Okay,
hold on.
Makadini kuZambia?
Ziko makadini.
Chiri nani? Tukutara nani?
Utara nani, Zekeri Mutandwa.
Exactly, Mutandwa. Tibatirevo ne pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kutaura nhasi.
Panyaya yamutaura nhasi yeindependensi hatinongori nemashoko madiki diki andoda kuti ndingokwanisa kuti ndizivisisane nevamwe nekuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe reindependensi harisi kureva kuti ratangira muZimbabwe chete. Tikatora isusu experience of our Africa. Matambudziko iwayaya ari muZimbabwe akatobva mukati nedzimwe nyika. Tikatora Mozambique yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Malawi yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Tanzania yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Congo yaive neproblem yatinayo. Tobva tatora Zambia yange neproblem yatinayo. Yaka transfer that problem to us. It's not saying all of those people waka pusha maningi kana kuti ma president ava hazive kana kuti isusu pose munyika yedzo hatizive, but pane pari kutambwa politics yekuti Africa isakwanise kupukunyuka iri yega.
Munofunga kuti chii? Ndati muno mati pano kutamba tsoro zvinoita kuti Africa isaita zvinhu yega kana kubudirira. Chii chamunofunga chamunoona chiri kuitika?
Chandinoona chiri kuitika ndechekuti iwaya nyika dzekunze kwenyika idzo dzidzi dzakafanana naBritain naAmerica zvinohodza zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti nyika dzine idzi dzibudirire. Kutaurwa kwemasanction, kutaurwa kwekubudirirwa kwenyika nemaindastry, the very time yamunongotanga kuti mimi maakuda kuita independence yenyu muchitora nyika yenyu, unotaurwa kuti land is belong to the government. Commercial land haigoni kungoenda kumunhu wese wese, inogara nehurumende. Izvozvo vanobva vazvitora kuzviita tight, vobva vabvisa mari dzavo munyika imomo, voenda vonotsigira kunenge kwaenda vana vavo. Havachaendesa mari kuvanhu vatema vari kuda kuita programu nemari idzodzo. Zvinoita kuti tirambe tiri pasi nekudawo kuti mari dzavanoti sanctiona havasi kusanctiona hurumende, vari kusanctiona isu tiri kuda kuita basa racho. Tobva tachisenya manyika mazariya isabviswa mukati memaprogiramu anoita kuti vanhu vawane mari dzokushandisa. That is what sanction yaiirikuafecta kwatiri varombo.
Saka kana aiwa vamutandwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mogara muchitifonerazve muchitipa pfungwa dzenyu sezvamaita nhasi. Ndinotenda mukomezekeo. Yes. Pana vari parunare makadiniko?
Tiri kumakadiniko.
Tiri kutaura nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kuti? Muripo here apa?
Ndiripo.
Ehe. Hatina kunzwa zvamataura. Bati tiri kutaura nani?
Ona Jim
Kubinga. Aiwa, ehe. Tinokutambirai. Titaurirewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinorwadza vakomana. Hapana chekupembera ba.
Konyika zve kusununguka kwenyika. Saka imi munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei kana kuti chamungada kutaurira hurumende chingava chipi?
Unoona chinonetsa hurumende iripo ikai. Vanhu vanongotaura nhema asi chokwadi chisingataurwi. Iye zvine zvitiri kunzi izvo zvinhu zviri kugadziriswa. But on the ground, hapana chinhu chiri kugadziriswa. Zvinhu zviri kutoita wese.
Saka zvoitwa sei nai mukoma Jim?
Chinonetsa ndechekudai nyange tikataura nyaya maelection inoziva kuti vakomana vakapinda nekuwa havangabvuma here kuti nyange vakaziva vangasarinda pavo.
Taurai henyu, tiri kuzvinzwa. Tiri kuzvinzwa, taurai zvenyu.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iyo dai vana vezimbabwe vaisa musoro pamwe chete votobhoikota koshaiwa kana munhu wana anoenda kuground kana kune chamasport kana kupi kunoitwa macelebration nokuti hapana chekupemberera ba. Vanhu vochema vese pane kuti vapemberere, vanhu vochema vese nokuti hapana chekupemberera.
Zvino izvi zvinobatsira papi?
Aiwa, kunenge kuri kuratidza kuti chekupemberera hapana, tiri kuratidza kuti tiri kuchema nekuti tiri kutambudzika. Kuratidzira kuti tiri kutambudzika, hapana chekupemberera.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jim nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda.
Taikumbirawo kuti mombopota muchitifonera kuno kubhinga kubhinga inzvimbo yakakanganiwa haizikanwi muZimbabwe. Taikumbirawo kuti vakomana veMTC MP wedu hatimuzivi. Tine zvichemo zvakawanda zvatinazvo asi hatimuzivi MP. Anongouya kana kwakuindwa kumavhoti.
Kutwa ngubani MP wenu ba?
Ikwevuza.
Oh, okay. Joy.
Pinga South.
Ah, okay.
Ndiwo kumbirisa please kuti dai maedza kuti muvazivise vakomana veMDC kuti MP haana zvaari kubatsira nazvo vanhu kuno.
Aiwa. Tatenda mukoma Jim, ndinofunga ndineidi kuti MP wenyu vakateerera vari kuzvinzwa, asi mashoko amataura mashoko amataura iwayo achasvika kwavari. Ndinotenda chaiyo.
Mutungamiri ikayeyu anoendizeta raiti achikunda kulefu, uri kuzviona
mazita mukoma Jim, thank you very much. Mokofamba makatarisa kwamuri kuenda kuti maindiketawo asakurasai. Yes.
Mr. Svaneng Dube and Mr. Bango, sorry for we have a number of callers, lots of callers, but we'll definitely get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Pana vamwe vari parunhare makadi nenyu?
Ndipo makadiwo.
Tiri nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi? Navani? Aha. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu independence hapana kuti pemberera nokuti vatatarisira panguva yehondo
Saka hamusi kupemberera independence ya Zimbabwe.
Numzana Pango, ubuchasi salapha ngendaba ye politics le independence ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo bamanyane njani la bebandla libusayo ukuthi kunanzweleli la ngamungasichasela.
Mina engakusho babugande ukuthi into eqakathekileyo lapha ukuthi abakhokheli bama political parties okuyizana uPF leMDC into yokuqala abafanele ukuthi bayifake engqondweni zabo ngiyokuthi babekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka, abantwana beZimbabwe baduzekile. Kuzaze kube nini abantu ukuthi bona bakhangela ukuthi bona bahlukana njani bengakhangela ukuthi imajority yona iphila njani? Izibhedlela akulaludo, izikolo akulaludo, yonke nje into esebenza eZimbabwe akula nto esebenzayo efanele ukuthi isebenze. So mina ngokunjalo isifiso sami ngeke ukuthi abathathe nje lelo nyathelo bafake abantwana beZimbabwe phambili andubala ukuthi bacala ngezinye izinto ezinengi. Ngiyazi ukuthi uChamisa uzaqala ngokuthi yena amavoti warodwa ngapha bathi bona yibo abawina ama-elections. Kodwa lokuyaka kathesi isikhathi salokana sesidlulile. Kathesi iZimbabwe akusese isikhathi sokuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-political party yiphi noma i-political party ayisiphi. But into esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sibone ukuthi indlela yokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele ime ngenyawo njalo ibe lenqubekela phambili yiphi. Kusafana lokuthi kulezinto ezifana lezinto ezenjiwa phansi nxa singakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe ikakhulu anti qala endabeni yemali. Ilizwe ukuthi libe nemali eqinileyo njengoba libe nemali endlondlobeleyo kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto ezibhekapha leyo mali ezenza ukuthi imali leyo ibe lesisindo. IZimbabwe ilizwe elaziwa ngokulima, ilizwe elaziwa ngezinto ezenjwa phansi, ilizwe elaziwa ngokufuya. Izinto lezi ezintathu lezi yizo ezenza iZimbabwe ile lilizwe. Kodwa kathesi nxa singakhangela akula kuke kona lokho okuthatha okusebenzayo. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lathiwa lizasebenza kulabo tsheketha elizweni. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lasebenza kulabantu kathesi sebetshela zokulala izinkomo besezithengisela kuma-backdoor. Akula lizwe elizasebenza izilimo abantu betshona behamba besathengisa kuma-GNP beqeda labana imali yabo bezayithola after 2 years. Yizinto uhulumente abantu azikhangele abone ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe njani. Ngabe ngakuthatha bakuqakathize ngokwala bakuvuselele kume ngenyawo ilizwe lezimbabwe lingaphinde libuyele. Kathesi nxa uyakhangela izinto eziningi uzathola ukuthi ngasikhangela i-poverty bottom line sikhangela mhlawumbe imali eholwa ngama-civil servants. Ama-civil servants abantwana abaqeda iminyaka leminyaka besezikolo bahola $300. I-$300 i-300 pound. I-300 pound i-school fees kathesi umntwana oyedwa is 400 pound. Uyithatha ngapho umntwana usho ukuthi eqinisweni umzali wathengisa isifazi senkomo zaphela sonke du ethengisela ukuthi abantwana bezohlupheka njalo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abafake ilizwe leZimbabwe phambili ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka. Kanye lani kathesi ukuthi abantwana bavulawa njani e-South Africa, bavulawa njengenyamazana ngenxa yokuthi kodwa khonokwana siyababhulema abantu be-South Africa ngento abayenzayo imbi kakhulu. Akula muntu ofuna ukuthi abulawe, kodwa kufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sihlupheka siselizweni lakithi sisenza izinto eziqakathekileyo. I-banking sector abayenze ama-reforms ema-banks. Alikho ilizwe elingaphila imali ithathwa isetshenziswa ezinye izinto but ingasebenzeli abantwana beZimbabwe abaphila kuleyo lizwe. izinto ezikhona lapha nelizweni izinto esikhala ngazo ayisizo izinto ezemoyeni izinto ezikanyelwe nanoma ngubani akekho umuntu ongaziboniyo so lokho asichothoze uhulumende asithini khuluma iqiniso alikhangelela uhulumende ukuthi lokho yikho esikhangelane lakho efanele ukuthi kulungiswe ukuze ilizwe lezi bakwe lithuthu ngaphandle kwalokho eqinisweni bazaphikisana baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election babe baphikisane baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election kathesi uzuthola ukuthi kulabantu abaphila esigabeni sinye kuthi nxa kusesigabeni sinye mina angisakwazi ukuthi sengingancedisa omunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu ala ngowe-m d c noma umuntu ala ngowezano noma umuntu ala ngowe-m d c t or whatever ukuthi ubhilonga kwiphi i-political party i-politics yabo ngendlela abayiletha ngayo bayiletha bayenza yatiye ama-divisions amaningi phakathi kwabantu abantu kathesi abaningi abasakhulumisane noma beyizihlobo they fail to be constructive ukuthi bayakhe izinto ezingavusi izimbabwe ngenxa yokukhombana ngeminwe as far as politics is concerned so sicela ukuthi abazame ukuthi nakhona bakufake kube clear ebantwini ukuthi i-development le-politics yizinto ezingambela kodwa kufanele kwehlukaniswe konkwana ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lezimbabwe liqhubekele phambili ngoba nxa singaphila lokho sihamba ngaleyo ndlela esasivele sihamba ngayo kudala ngesikhathi sikamgabe akula nto ezaqhubekela phambili kuzawe yi-dispensation ngebizo but akula fruit esizawubona asijabule kuloko sikhuluma kodwa sijabula ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithuli sibona izimbabwe indlondlobala abantwana bezimbabwe abasebahamba phandle kwamazwe bayafunda izinto eziningi babuyela leyo mfundo bezokwenza izinto ezimbabwe njalo izimbabwe into engifisa uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi izimbabwe lilizwe lilenhlahla kakhulu elila abantwana abagcwele amazwe amaningi njalo abantwana asebefunde izinto eziningi abangathi nxa bebuya elizweni lezimbabwe bangalivusa masinyane ngenxa yokuthi sebekwazi ukuhlupheka sebekwazi ukuthi ukuba honest kufunakalani njalo okunye uhulumende ingalo yomthetho akayiqinise ngoba kolokho nalokho esikukhulumayo noma singaze sikhulume sithini but indaba ye-corruption nxa ilokho la yi-chain giver izahlupha kathesi uyathola ukuthi kulama-donors noma kulamanye ama-companies avela phandle kwelizwe noma uthi yacelani ukuthi imali ibuye ezimbabwe bathi bona no asizothatha imali ngenxa yokuthi ama-leaders bayathatha imali yenu bayathatha imali yena leyo bayasebenzisa izinto zabo ama-personal things zabo bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana ukuthi zithuthukise ilizwe so i-corruption abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wenze into embi noma
Nomzana Bhango ngubambe kancane isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoye sizacela nje uDube ukuthi laye athi fahla ngoba sokusele imizuzu emithathu nje kuphela
nokulungile baba hayi mina mangangiqedhise nje kolapho ngithi mina engifisayo nje yikho kona lokuthi abalungise izinto bafake abadala bezimbabwe phambili ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lakhethi liqhubekele phambili
hayi sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Bhango
thank you very much sir
va dube muchiripo erbarnare Mr. Dube muchiripo ere
ndiripo
chipewo muchidimbu zva mashukanyo kupedzisira asi musati matangiza ipapo ndoda kubvunza kuti imimi se Zimbabwe Exiles Forum pane zvamuri kuita here zviri maererano nokupemberera zuva reindependence kauti pane kusangana kwamuchaita rena nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kusouth africa ikoko muchicherechedza zuva iri kana muchifarira kana muchichema muchaungana here pazuva iro riri mangwana
mangwana tine urongwa hwokuti tiite maprayers we are coordinating magatherings amazimbabwe muno mujobhezi nomupretoria nokujobheni nokucape town just to hold the prayers to pray for god to intervene and assist zimbabwe in its current situation and izvezvo ndichibva ipapo avo vanga vachitaura vapedzisira ava I think we mustn't actually blindly blame political parties. MDC, I say, in power. My problem is that I don't know. But I MDC is an over a percentage of our accuser of promoting their political agenda at the expense of the comfort of the people of Zimbabwe. Look, in a map and down a border. Because, you know, MDC, I don't get to go complain about just like all other Zimbabweans because it's not in power. We must be very clear on where the poison is. Poison is not the government is, I don't care. FDC are hip hop. Called Javatar Masanchin. Masanchin, the country is not in sanction. But one of the ways about Masanchin. I mean, my targeted the smart sanctions restrict my travel.
Mr. Dube, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for your contribution. We hope to call you next time. Yes, that was Mr. Sibanengi Dube of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. You also heard from Mr. Difa Bango, a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. And thanks to all our callers. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.